Well, good morning. This is my youth message for both little youth and big youth and all of us youth, and especially the kids that come to our church every Sunday. This is a different kind of Sunday, though, and it's also a Sunday that's on the church calendar known as Palm Sunday. So in the midst of all the stuff that's going on, and we can't be with you in the physical sense, I also just wanted you to know that this is a special time, not only on the church calendar, but a special time in our own lives as we celebrate what we call Palm Sunday. And I wonder, if we were in Jerusalem the day that Jesus came, what we would do and what we would think, or even more, what if Jesus came to our city here in Tallahassee? I suppose that Jesus would come. What would we do to make him feel welcome? Well, some people might roll out a red carpet, which they do, or they might put a lei on him like they do when you go to Hawaii and you get off the plane and they put that beautiful ring of roses, or not roses, but flowers, Hawaiian flowers around your neck. And it's just a way of saying welcome. Or maybe we could give Jesus the key to the city. Do you ever see anybody do that? Well, there's a mayor that would be with all the big people around town, the courthouse and speeches, and we would give Jesus the key to the city. But that's not exactly what took place, and that's not exactly why Jesus should be treated as a special person. Do you know why he should be treated as a special person? Because he's God. He is God that came in the flesh, and he's also somebody who had given us the Holy Spirit. That's why we can celebrate it today, even though he's not here with us. We can celebrate it through the gift of the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures. Well, people did almost everything that they could think of to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. People like you and me were there, and if you remember last week, I talked about what we do on Palm Sunday, and we wave palm branches, and that's what they were doing. They were even putting their clothes down on the road and shouting praises to Jesus. It was quite a day. It was Palm Sunday. It's what we call that day, that people turned and asked Jesus to be their king. There was only one thing wrong. Jesus did not want to be that kind of king. He did not want to lead armies and raise taxes and make laws. No, Jesus wanted to be the king of their heart, their savior. So Palm Sunday is a fun day. It's a good time. And it's a wonderful time of joy and happiness as we recognize Jesus as a king. But it's also important for us to remember that Jesus is the Son of God. Not just any other king in this world. He is actually God. So the next time you come together or you see somebody celebrating something, there's a crazy commercial on television that about an insurance company and an emu, and the guy gets a key to the city and he walks down. It's kind of a cute commercial. But just remember that Jesus has the key to your heart. And he wants to be the king of your heart. And I hope and pray that you're doing well during these times. I know it's a challenge. The people that are in charge of things, politicians and everybody, is trying to keep us safe, and that we can get over this coronavirus thing, and that we can get together again in church to be hugging and kissing and doing all the things that we like to do. But as your pastor, I just want to let you know, I miss you. Tina misses you. Tina too misses you. Travis misses you. And the congregation of Bethel United Church misses you. But I also wanted to just give you a special message today on this Palm Sunday. May God bless you and keep you safe until we meet again. Amen.